Radio Galaxy Zoo. Using semi-supervised learning to leverage large unlabeled data sets for radio galaxy classification under dataset shift, by Inigo V. Slijepcevic et al. In this work we examine the classification accuracy and robustness of a state-of-the-art semi-supervised learning, SSL, algorithm applied to the morphological classification of radio galaxies. We test if SSL with fewer labels can achieve test accuracies comparable to the supervised state-of-the-art and whether this holds when incorporating previously unseen data. We find that for the radio galaxy classification problem considered, SSL provides additional regularization and outperforms the baseline test accuracy. However, in contrast to model performance metrics reported on computer science benchmarking datasets, we find that improvement is limited to a narrow range of label volumes, with performance falling off rapidly at low label volumes. Additionally, we show that SSL does not improve model calibration, regardless of whether classification is improved. Moreover, we find that when different underlying catalogs drawn from the same radio survey are used to provide the labeled and unlabeled datasets required for SSL, a significant drop in classification performance is observed, highlighting the difficulty of applying SSL techniques under dataset shift. We show that a class-imbalanced unlabeled data pool negatively affects performance through prior probability shift, which we suggest may explain this performance drop, and that using the Frechet distance between labeled and unlabeled datasets as a measure of dataset shift can provide a prediction of model performance, but that for typical radio galaxy datasets with labeled sample volumes of 0.1000, the sample variance associated with this technique is high and the technique is in general not sufficiently robust to replace a trained test cycle. This was Radio Galaxy Zoo. Using semi-supervised learning to leverage large unlabeled datasets for radio galaxy classification under dataset shift, by Inigo V. Slijepcevic et al.